from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I don't know if you thought of this. You know what else you can do when the banana is a little green? Eat it. If that's how you like it, you don't have
that's
to
what I like
it,
to do. That's
you
what I like
eat
to,
it.
That's what I like to do. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I need 9 bananas a week. I can't eat 9 bananas at once.
No one can.
I'm gonna go to the store on Sunday or Monday and buy my 9 bananas, and I need them to last till Friday.
Not even Joey Chestnut could eat 9 bananas at once. How about that guy, by the way? We didn't talk about that story.
Yeah, that was with intent.
Kicked out.
That was intentional.
You didn't bring it up.
No.
With purpose.
Yeah.
Not mentioned with purpose. Joey Chestnut.
Publicity stuff.
I saw the story, and it was like prefaced by something like, in the world of competitive eating, and that's where it lost me right there. It was when I read the words competitive eating, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go do some push-ups or something instead. Just get away from it. Get away. Turn the phone off.
It is not. Yeah, it's not an area of interest for me at all. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, you know, I might be even like belligerently against it, even the whole thing. It's just so stupid. I
don't know. It offends you.
It just doesn't really do anything for me. So
it kind of is offensive. I could say it. I could get there.
You know, and then Netflix. It's got a special showdown. Like, oh, great. You know that, right? Like they pivoted to like there was all this hoopla about him being banned. And then now they've made an event, him and some other person who gorges themselves for money.
Lost is going to Netflix July 1st.
All right.
It's going to bring that up later, but here we are.
It's been there before. It's coming back.
Has everything been everywhere by now?
It's coming back to Netflix, I guess.
Everything's a show that old.
I'm pretty sure we watched the whole damn thing on Netflix.
I wanted to watch. We're talking about watching Mad Men again. Start to finish. I don't know if I want to do start to finish. Like, that's a real commitment. We don't watch anything but Top Chef.
Is it 8 seasons? How many seasons?
7.
7, okay. Yep.
So, the only show we really watch, my wife and I, is Top Chef. Like, last night. The finale was last night. That we watch. We're talking about 7 seasons. It's like 100 shows.
Yeah.
It's June. Yeah. The first day of summer. Like, when are we going to do that?
Yeah, I think you want to start that in, November.
I've got...
Yeah.
4 road trips over 6 weeks for my son's lacrosse. She's got hockey.
Yeah.
You know, whatever else we have, that's on our own.
Your
I got these drafts.
Your wife's playing hockey now?
Yes, she is playing hockey. In fact, she's on the ice right now here at the 11-day, 11-day power play at Harbor Center.
Oh.
There's a break in the action because they're reviewing the last goal for offside. It's been a while, actually. I mean, really. There's only the one official.
Yeah.
And I don't know if his iPad is broken or why is it taking so long. Let's just give it to him. It's a fundraiser. Really? Shouldn't we? Remember the guy last year? You told me this. I didn't meet him. He walked by our station here. We're in the same corner of the seventh floor here at Harbor Center, above the ice. And he said, has the show ever sounded colder?
Yes.
And I just hope that guy is around today. I'd love to meet him.
Right.
Because that is really a compliment and a great line.
Listen, they like to say during this event, which is almost always held in the summer. I think 1 year in 21 they had it in November because of COVID that I think washed it out in the summertime, so they did it outside at Riverworks. But this building has been the home of this event, and it's been in this window, late June, early July finish. And I think, you know, they'll say when they're hey, if it's hot, you know, hot outside, just come on, you know, cool off in the Harbor Center. Mm-hmm. It's very nice in here right now. I brought a jacket in case, you know, we're going to be here for a few hours, but I don't even feel like I need it. It's perfectly comfortable, really nice time of the year to stop by. And yeah, there's going to be hockey, you know, 24/7 for the next 11 days. They just started up this morning. Tonight will be a really fun night if you want to get down here. You know, get here early and say hi to us. But 6 o'clock, there'll be a bunch of festivities here, like opening ceremonies and then some games that feature all the biggest fundraisers for this year's event. I think there'll be 2 of those games, so 4 teams full of the biggest, you know, the people who raise the most money through the night and stuff for kids. And there's even a dinner thing you can get a part of for like $20 between 5:30 and 8:30 if you want to make a whole night of it. You know, get on down here.
I mean, more than just a night. Overnight, into tomorrow, sure. Into next weekend, right. You really can stretch out. If you like the NHL, you like hockey, but you're somebody who's like, you know what? These players are a little bit too mean to each other. They're a little bit nasty. This is for you. This is the friendliest hockey you will ever see.
There's no body checking here.
Although, you almost got into it. The year you played,
yeah,
it was a little bit edgy.
It was. Somebody was taking liberties. I don't want to say I'm glad I don't play anymore, because I physically wish I still felt up to playing, but I just can't really. My legs, my knees just can't handle skating anymore. But I've always had this sort of protector instinct. You know, even just playing pickup. You know, I'm a big guy. I don't add a lot. But if you're messing with my dudes, you know, maybe you're going to hear from me. And there was, yeah, some guy on the other team was just really kind of giving it to Gates.
Our former producer, Ryan Gates.
Now, I don't know if
Gates. Whatever happened to him?
I wasn't watching because I was playing. I wasn't watching closely enough to know whether or not he deserved it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a back history of this engagement with this fellow from the other team. But I thought the guy was kind of out of line, so I went and gave him a little, and he gave me a little back, and we laughed about it. But it was, you know, really stupid.
And Ryan named his daughter Bulldog after that.
Thank you for bringing it up. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm not ashamed at all of almost getting in a fight at a charity hockey game.
Am I wrong about that?
No.
Ryan did not name his daughter Bulldog.
Oh,
in your honor.
I sort of blew right past that. I didn't want to.
I know what Ryan is up to. Next week, he'll be going to Vegas for the NHL draft because he won.
Oh, right.
Tickets. And he won a trip at the season finale, the Sabres season finale, where they give away all his prizes. Ryan won the trip to the draft in Las Vegas. So I saw him at the Chopes and Dreams draft a couple of weeks ago. I know he's excited about that. Well, we're honored to be here. This has really become an important community event that is a really special thing. Mike Lesikowski with his wife Amy, who founded the event. Mike is on the ice now. Are we going to be talking through the anthem? Is that about to happen?
I think maybe that is.
There's got to be a way we can avoid
that,
right?
What's about to happen? I can turn the extra mic up here.
It's not the anthem yet. There's like a tribute or a video being played. But one thing I was thinking about. So you have Kevin Adams talking today, and here are the Sabres. I'm optimistic. I don't know. Am I a sucker? Like, I'm optimistic for the Sabres. I like the Lindy Ruff idea. I like a lot of the roster. Last year was bad. But I still feel pretty good about where they're headed. I bought back into tickets, so that says something. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, okay, so if they made the playoffs this year, we'd be happy.
Yes.
And end the drought. Do what the Bills did. Right?
Right. Even if you go to Jacksonville and lose 10-6, whatever that score
10-3.
Was. 10-3.
Wasn't even that good.
Oof.
10-3.
You tell me they couldn't tack
on. It must have been a blizzard.
They couldn't tack on an extra field goal, you're telling me? Come on.
It must have been a blizzard.
Yeah.
The only defense for that kind of a score.
Yeah, just get in.
Get in and lose. I'm not saying I would take that because, to me, like, I'm sort of almost expecting them to make it. Maybe that's a little aggressive.
Yeah, it might be. I feel the same way as you right up to that point. I like the Lindy Ruff hire. I like a lot of the well, we'll see about the roster. I mean, I like the top end of the roster. I don't see them. If they want to add another proven scorer into the mix, that's great. But if they don't, as long as they get the bottom end of the roster right, I think, you know, I'll feel pretty good about the direction they're going. I like the decor. I liked the move for Byram. He had a bit of a tough time, I think, after like an initial good start here. But I still like the talent there. So I like what they've got there. But I don't know that I would want to get to I kind of expect them to make
it? I'm saying I do not want to take a first-round loss because I want to say it's not like the worst-case scenario. But if they miss again, they miss again. I mean, I want to open up the possibility of better than that. But think about, I mean, people have made lots of times comparisons with where the Sabres have been 13 years, where the Bills were 17 years. Now the Bills have flipped it where they've been a top team. But the first year they got in, they were lucky, and they got beat. And if the Sabres did that, we'd think that's progress for them. That would be progress. What I think is interesting about the Bills to think about is, so now we're at a place, and I want to be open to hearing like any sort of pushback on this. Yesterday, I said to a guest, there's a level of concern in the air here. I was talking to our guest from Detroit, and I think that might be overstating it. You know, I'm trying to find conversations with you and with people about just what people's attitudes are about the Bills at this point. So concern, I don't know, are you concerned? Like, it's just, I just think it's maybe a level down from where they've been and sort of how we've been feeling. But if you think about 5 years ago for the Bills, so after Allen's rookie season, where he's interesting, but he's not that good yet.
Right.
If I had asked you, would you take the next 5 years, exactly what's happened, I think you'd probably say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, crap. Yes, I think so. I apologize. I got a coughing fit, and I don't have a drink. I stupidly didn't bring a drink. Yeah, I think so. You know, I know every time we get into this, it's sort of like, you know, you're settling for, you know, losing the Super Bowl was the last time we had this sort of conversation a couple of weeks ago. And like, well, yeah, like that, I mean, I've made the Super Bowl. So, but there is an element of, you know, I'm not striving for the ultimate goal, but the Bills have been excellent. They've had a look at it every year, and that's really what I want. You know, I know by saying, would you take, I'm taking the not the top tier achievement. But, like, theoretically for me, when you ask me a question like that, I feel like as long as I have a chance, that's what I want. You know, so I'm not exactly playing the game by the rules, I guess.
5 years ago,
when I answered,
if I had said, would you take for the Bills playoffs 5 times in a row, first of all, you would have gasped at that alone. Would you take the playoffs 5 years in a row, a first-round loss, an AFC championship loss, then 3 losses in the second round? I mean, I think probably we would sign.
Before it all started, yes. But once you get into it, then you sort of look back and, like, we're all kind of fatigued by the plateau they appear to be stuck on. And it gets harder to accept that, but I do think that's fair. I think in, you know, the summer or fall of 2019, this is before the Dallas Thanksgiving game, so before the Houston playoff loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the 5 years we just had, I mean, I gave a whole speech a couple of weeks ago. It's been great.
The idea that a team that had missed 18 out of 19 years would go 5 in a row. Like, all right, it sounds awesome.
Right.
They must be pretty good. Somebody then calls in and says, I think our quarterback's really good if that happened. And, you know, we'll take it, right? I mean, it's not over for Allen. Somebody would call in and say, all right, so it's 5 years. You're telling me you don't know what happens after that? Because Allen is 22 and or 23. Then he'll be 28. And I've been in the playoffs five times. I've won playoff games. I would have been very specific, by the way. four years in a row. Yeah. They've done that. They've won playoff games 4 years in a row. I feel like fans would have rushed to the podium.
I think a very important facet of this you just mentioned is Allen's place in all that, again, 5 years ago. I think you're right. Somebody would have brought, one of us or a caller would have said, well, the quarterback must have hit if they're even that good. And that's another reason that would have nudged me or shoved me into saying, yeah, I'll take it, because if he's that good and that's the next 5 years, I've got 5, 7, 10 more years of that at some level, and that's the most important thing to have. That is the kind of thing that can keep you at that level. And here we are now, really on the precipice of a season where we're going to find out. I think they're going to take that for a spin, just how impactful having him can be if the rest of the roster sort of turns over here. We haven't been here before. I don't think there's so much concern as there is. It's a lot more difficult, I think. Maybe this is close enough to concern. I don't have to split hairs, but it's just a lot harder to just assume they're going to be elite, because they lost an elite player and they've not really replaced him with an elite player, and they're banking on, you know, Allen sort of making up that difference, and these all these other guys, none of whom are as accomplished as Stephon Diggs was, to sort of fill in the gaps. And you know, as a fan, you sit back and look at that like, that's less of a sure thing than it's been the previous four seasons.
So, I mean, you have Madden, the Madden cover, Allen on the cover of Madden, all of the attention the Bills have gotten, primetime games. 5 years ago, would you have taken what's happened? Not everybody, but I think we would have felt great about it. Right now, would you take the same from the next 5 years of the Sabres? They lose in the first round, they lose in the conference finals, and they lose in the second round 3 years after that. I think that sounds kind of bad, but it seems similar walking in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, why is it different? It doesn't have to be. You might disagree with both of these situations.
I think, again, I'm going to get cute with it, but, like, I'm in the tournament, and if it turns out that way, it turns out that way. If I'm good enough to be there, I think it sounds pretty good. Getting in, losing, going deeper, like what?
You're kind of the Leafs.
Winning, yeah, right.
You want to be the Leafs?
And we'll look, right now, yeah. But, you know, in 5 years from now, I'll be kind of like where we all are with the Bill. Like, okay, what now? Is this cycle over? Is Tage Thompson aging out? Like, am I?
That's the difference.
What's my team?
That's the difference. You know, you have Thompson, Cousins, Dahlin, Power, Paterka,
Quinn.
Like,
yeah.
Sure. You've got Luukkonen. You've got these players. It's a pretty young group. And I'm telling you, in 5 years, they'll have been to the playoffs five times, but never made even the finals. What is the outlook going forward from there? I won't know if all those guys are still around. You know, probably they're not all still around in 5 years, no matter how well they do.
Right.
Even though they're all under contract for not Paterka yet, but
or Quinn,
kind of.
But yeah, that other group is they got a lot of runway.
The difference is Allen. That's the difference, because I think, like you said, in the football equation, all right, how would you have felt 5 years ago? Exactly what's happened to the Bills has happened. We would have gone, well, I can't imagine that happening without Allen hitting. And he'll be 28 at the end of that. And I should still be fine. And you're talking about the guys they've lost. They're going to find out. We're all going to find out if they're still fine, because he's 28 and still here. But I would think of the Leafs. The Leafs are only talking about, we're only people, the people we're talking about the Leafs are only talking about what they're going to do to break it up, mm-hmm. how they're going to break it up. And that would be the case here. It would feel like an ending. Or give or take a year, it would feel like an ending. And the difference is you don't have, there's not one player.
The carryover's not there.
Right. Now look how good McDavid is. This is 9 years into his career, right. and it's the first time they've done anything.
Right, you're gonna have the best players or two of the best players in the world on your team, and yeah, it's been 9 years, nine for McDavid, 10 for Dreisaitl, but they've been together for 9 years, and it's taken them until now to get here, and they were barely alive 4 days ago, but now it's a series. But yeah, hockey's funny that way.
But we're talking about '99 yesterday. That team wasn't good at all. But they were close to winning the cup. You know, that's what you want. You want the Sabres to get in and not necessarily win the President's Trophy or have home ice or anything, but just sort of get on a roll. At that, like 06 was for a while, you know, just sort of get in and then get on a roll. And because in hockey, in football, it's so much quarterback driven. In hockey, it's just sort of like so random. I don't want to sign up for five straight second round exits
right.
or whatever.
Yeah. There just is not, yeah, there's not a position, even goaltender, like if Luukkonen, I assume they're going to get him signed and he'll be number one for a while here, but without seeing it, I mean, if he becomes Connor Hellebuyck or something, then that might change it, but there's very few guys in the league. Hellebuyck is one, and there might be only a Shesterkin maybe, where you go, I'm all set there. Like I let's run long term, and even now, like the Rangers have got to figure out what they're going to do with Shesterkin. And I don't know, I saw one article today, like $12 million a year. Like, I don't think I ever want to do that for a goalie. Like I didn't want to do that for Carey Price for $10 million a year 7 or 8 years ago, or whenever that was. He signed that deal, so this is not that stability. Like it's not as meaningful if Luukkonen's really good. He'll be good for a little while, and then, like, if it gets too rich, I don't know. I'll want Levi to take his place.
But in football, Jared Goff can be worth $50 million right. a year, and you can sort of justify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for me, the difference. 803-0550 for your calls. We've got a few guests lined up for this afternoon. Matt Verderam will join us, talking NFL and a little bit on the Chiefs. We always talk to Matt about the Chiefs. We will have Paul Hamilton on at 5. Reflecting on some of Kevin Adams' comments today and talking about the finals, which continue tomorrow night in Edmonton. Mike Lesikowski from the 11-Day Power Play, that's where we are today, down at Harbor Center. He'll join us. He'll jump off the ice and, you know, picture somebody running upstairs on skates, that, to get to us for to be here promptly at 5:30. Thanks for listening. Would you take the last 5 years of the Bills from the Sabres? What are your thoughts on this little thought exercise? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Harbor Center. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.